Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, are you ready to have at another weekend?
I am, and I would think that you are excited because one of your favorite topics, there's a big event in the beer world this weekend.
Indeed, there is. Brewgrass is Saturday up at MLK Park, about 40 breweries down there, hundreds of beers, thousands of people. It'll be a great time. It's worth checking on the Brewgrass website. There were some tickets still available a couple of days ago. It had been sold out, and then some came on the market, and so it's worth going over there to look. But it's going to be a capacity crowd at MLK Park. Get an early jump on it. Find a parking spot. Be respectful of the neighborhood. Please don't park in front of somebody's driveway or throw some trash in somebody's yard or other things that wouldn't be fun for the people who live over there around MLK Park. But you can get on down there and enjoy some good craft beer if you've got a ticket for that thing. So something you don't need a ticket for is Downtown After 5, the last one of the season, happening tonight on Lexington Avenue at the I-240 overpass. And it's a great double bill with Deep Asheville Roots, Truth and Salvage Company, and the Blue Rags. And, of course, Truth and Salvage, now based in Nashville, Americana Rockers, but they've got Asheville roots. They were Scrappy Hamilton in Asheville in the early 2000s. They were one of the more popular bands. They moved to L.A. Now they're based out of Nashville. So a great show there. A couple more festival things going on this weekend. We ought to mention Shamboozle Fest happening on Saturday over at Highland Brewing Company and the rock band, the Celtic rock band Gaelic Storm, playing down there. Also, Carbon Leaf, Seven Nations, Josh Phillips, and the Red Willies. It's 24 advance, 27 day of the show. And if you've got a pooch, Dog Day Afternoon, take your dog to Dog Day Afternoon, 11:30 to 4:30 on Sunday at the East Green at Carrier Park. A whole day of fun around your dogs. So if you're missing any of this, don't you worry. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment section in the Asheville Citizen Times, online at AshevilleScene.com and in free boxes around town and in your paper this morning.
Let me throw in something real quick. ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, has its farm tour tomorrow and Sunday. 31 farms open to the public in 5 or 6 different counties. You can go to their website to check it out, but the ASAP farm tour is this weekend.
That sounds like fun. You grew up on a farm, didn't you?
Well, not quite.
You always dreamed of growing up on a farm. How about that?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, Thomas Wolfe Auditorium going to be a busy, busy place this weekend. Queens of the Stone Age rocking out tonight at 8 o'clock at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium on Saturday. The Asheville Symphony is opening its new season over there. Great concert, Masterworks program, Wagner, Bruck, and Stravinsky, and guest violinist Noah Bendix-Bagley. So that'll be a great concert there on Saturday night. Some other things you can go and do musically. Let's see, Miss Tess and the Talkbacks playing tonight at 9 o'clock at Jack of the Wood. That's going to be fun. Also tonight at 8 o'clock, Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irion playing over at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall in West Asheville. Sarah Lee Guthrie, of course, the daughter of Arlo and the granddaughter of Woody Guthrie. North Mississippi All-Stars are coming back to town, too. They always put on a good show, and that is 9 o'clock Saturday at the Orange Peel on Biltmore Avenue. And from there, let's go to the theater. I saw an incredible new play a couple of nights ago, opened on Wednesday at North Carolina Stage Company, called Stalking the Boogeyman. Powerful drama about this journalist who is stalking the man who abused him as a boy, and it's based on a real story. So it's running through October 13th at North Carolina Stage, 15 Stage Lane. Heavy stuff, but very well done. Great cast of actors in that show. Sherlock Holmes Returns, opening on Saturday at the Parkway Playhouse up in Burnsville. So those are a few things you can go. Still go see Cats if you want to, if you haven't seen that yet. Avenue Q, opening up this weekend, too, over at Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. A lot of theater that you can get out and enjoy this weekend. And finally, off to the movies. Have you seen a movie?
I have. I saw In a World, which was very enjoyable, very funny. And I saw Blue Jasmine, which was very dark.
Well, you did get out to see a couple of really good movies there. There are a couple of new ones opening up. I went to see Spectacular Now, which has been here for a few weeks, but that is just a really special movie. If you haven't seen that film, go and take a look at it. It's about this drunken high school playboy and his relationship with this much smarter, brainier, and caring young woman. And I was just blown away by how good that film was.
So did you identify with that role?
a bit. Actually, okay. More identified you with the role in a world, I think. But anyway, the new movies this weekend, Austin Land. I think that was going to open last week, but it's been pushed up to a day opening. A Woman Obsessed with Jane Austen. Battle of the Year 3D, hip-hop movie, not getting particularly good reviews. The Prisoners, a child is kidnapped, police release the suspect, the father, Hugh Jackman, takes law into his own hands. That one is getting some pretty good reviews. And thanks for sharing another good one, too, about Sex Edition, and that's out at the Carolina. So those are your new films for the weekend.
There are actually a lot of films opening.
Yes, we're getting back into movie season again.
All right, Tony, it's always a pleasure. Be careful on Saturday.
I will, David.
Thank you very much.
So long, everybody.